T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 405 on the dot. Hate to be the bearer of bad news if you're just getting out of a meeting or something, but if you are a Cardinals fan and a Mike Schilt fan, Mike Schilt has been fired as the manager of the Cardinals, and they had a press conference about 1:45-ish or so today, and Mozeliak was talking about what it was. He is very good at his job. He holds his cards very close to the vest, but he said a few really interesting things. So we're kind of doing a regular show, but very heavy on the Cardinals. Kevin Wheeler's going to stick with us for a while, and we're going to take your phone calls. So I took about 20 phone calls in the first hour and did my best, but I'm just a guy. I don't know. You know, the people are asking me technical questions. I'm like, yeah, I think that's probably it. 314-436-7900-800-925-1120. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How about that, huh? Crazy.
How about that? That's tough. I don't think it was a huge surprise, but I think it was a surprise. Does that make sense?
Yeah, why would you think that it's not a huge surprise? What about it?
I think the overall, they had a 17-game winning streak and got into the one-game playoff. That's fantastic. The 17-game winning streak, fantastic, a record. But I think if you, and I know Mozeliak didn't blame it on the season, this particular season, but I thought it was sluggish. I thought the season was very sluggish, and I think a lot of people would agree that by July, we'd written this team off. And now, obviously, a fire got lit somehow, but that's the main reason. I think it was just kind of a blah season until that 17-game streak.
Kev, what about that? Was there ever a point during the season at its very lowest where you guys were whispering about Schilt could be in trouble?
Not really. I mean, like, because of the nature of the organization, right? I mean, he's an organizational guy. He came up from the ground up. Up until today, we had not heard of any gap between his vision and the front office's vision of how things work. I mean, in fact, one of the reasons he was the answer is because he was that organizational guy. Very popular with his players, which is normally a big thing. That's what did Matheny in. The clubhouse started to turn a little bit. So I think if you looked at it, I guess the outsider is not the right word, but if you looked at it from a distance, maybe the better way to put it, you would think, oh, yeah, that makes some sense, right? I mean, they teetered around the edge all year. They needed this miraculous run to even get to a wild card game. Yeah. Would make sense that he's on thin ice. Looking at it from closer, it's way more surprising because the Cardinals typically don't do this. They don't typically change.
What do you think is the conflict, the direction? What do you think one direction is, and what do you think the other direction is? I know it's all hypothetical at this point.
Two most likely things are player usage, so how particular players are used, in what scenarios, how often, all of that kind of in one umbrella, right? How the, like, roster usage, and then the other part would be who's on your coaching staff? Like, how, you know, what are we doing moving forward? Because, I mean, those would be the areas where you would think there'd be the most likely spots for disagreement. Because the other parts, they see, you know, like when it comes to doing things the Cardinal way, when it comes to the team's defensive approach and base running, they're all aligned. They've all been the same, and it's all been good. Those are the areas that can vary from year to year. And look, we're all going to focus, I think, rightfully on the offense because the offense has been a big story the last couple of years, right? The lack of consistency.
Yeah.
So if you're going in order, that's probably the first one. You would think it's the something to do with putting together the staff, because that's what they're talking about right now.
Yeah.
That's what these meetings are about now when the season's over.
So just going off of what Dave Murray said, and this is only for me in the other room, hearing my dad cuss in the other room, and every time something happens in the game, my brother-in-law would call, he'd pick up the phone, they'd crab about. It's like I knew when something was going bad, and that happened a lot. And I would say, who are you cussing at? And he said, Schilt. Why did he do that? Why did they put him here? I mean, there was just it felt like a lot of that lately. And maybe that's going to Dave Murray's point. You know, you're so analytical of it because you're paid to do so. But from the fan, purely fan point of view, I mean, I just heard a lot of those grumblings throughout the season.
They did that with Tony La Russa too, though.
So that's normal.
Yeah, I mean, like that's typical. Like, I would say that every fan base is doing that. Like, okay, just to give you an example, right? The Dodgers are the defending World Series champions. They won 106 games this year. They're playing in Game 5. If you go to Dodgers Twitter, their manager's getting killed every night during games.
Absolutely.
So that part is everywhere. Everybody's doing that. I mean, if that's happening with a team that does nothing but win, it's happening everywhere.
Can I be the dumb old guy? And I think I probably speak for a lot of dumb old people out there. Baseball's too friggin' complicated these days. It really is. I'm so sick of spin rates and velocity. Give me Whitey Herzog, who is like, we should probably run faster than them. I mean, I know there's always
got that down.
There's always been a lot of strategy. I get it. We're gonna do a double steal. We're gonna steal home base. But I don't watch baseball for science, and I just feel like it's kind of taken the sex out of baseball.
The terminology definitely has, right? People talking about it, but those things were always understood and they were always a part of what people talked about. They just used different terms back in the day to describe those things. So instead of saying launch angle back in the day, they would say a guy has a lot of loft in his swing. So, I mean, like, it's a different terminology and it's more science-based terminology. So I get what you mean there.
Yeah.
Because it takes away I guess the emotional side of it, right? Like the old school way, and you're talking about. But this is exactly what's happening in the NFL. It's exactly what's happened in the NBA. That's why the NBA is the way that it is, and teams shoot so many three-pointers. They all are talking about shot efficiency, and you know you're better off taking more threes because even if you miss more of them, you make 40% of them. It's better than making 50% of your twos. You know, so like all of these understandings about probabilities and math and the physics of it all. That's in every sport now, but I think baseball does it more. They spend more time with the language like that. I think that's what drives people crazy.
Yeah. The phones are open, by the way. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. If you haven't heard yet, Mike Schilt has been fired from the Cardinals. Kevin Wheeler is here with us. Dave, while people are calling in, what's the forecast?
Okay. No real shifting of my thoughts here. Still dealing with some showers, a couple of rumbles of thunder. Nothing strong, nothing severe. 59 tonight, 70, 71 tomorrow. But that happens about midday, dropping through the 60s and into the 50s by mid to late afternoon. So a pretty good temperature drop. Cloudy skies Friday evening, but we should be dry for the Friday night football games. Clearing skies after midnight, down to 42. Saturday is pure fall, sunny, 62 for the high. Almost have to call it cold Saturday night. Crystal clear skies, big bright moon out there. 40 degrees for the low, no frost, no freeze. Sunday, sunny, obviously a chilly morning, but 69, 70 for the high Sunday afternoon. And not much going on much of next week.
Brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
Also, Kev is brought to you by Good Feet Store, Comfort, Energy, Performance, and Pain Relief for the Good Feet Store. So, Kev, one thing that I'm the most shocked by is how shocked you and Claves and Ben Boyd are that it's just so out of nowhere.
It is. Well, I mean, think about it. So he took over for Mike Matheny in 2018 and completely turned it around from that point. From that point forward, they were a much better team. They didn't make the playoffs, but they made a run. They played a lot better. 2019, they win the division. 2020, with the COVID year and, you know, they ended up playing something like 15 doubleheaders in the last month. And, you know, they had their, 14-day shutdown because of COVID. Like, they went through all that and made the playoffs. And then this year, you get the 17-game winning streak and you make the playoffs. Teams don't typically let managers go when you've made the playoffs 3 years in a row.
Right.
And it's and again, given that he's a popular guy with the players, and I'd never heard anything other than that. I mean, some, you know, with Mike
and
Matheny.
You probably would.
With Matheny, we did. You know, but again, a little different because we were in the clubhouse then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, by we, I mean all of us that cover the team. You're in the clubhouse from time to time. So you'll see, you know, somebody roll their eyes or you'll see some, you know, you'll just, you get a better vibe. You get more off the record conversations, things like that. So we don't have that these last 2 years. So maybe there's that and we just didn't hear about it. But I don't think that's it. And that's why it's surprising because normally those are the things like losing and then losing the clubhouse. Yes. Those are the things that would typically lead to a change.
Yes. Mark, you are up. Go right ahead.
Yeah. How you doing? I get it.
Good, man. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, what are the odds that Mike Shannon's comment about the DeWitts possibly selling the franchise have anything to do with this? Possibly put someone else in there, make the team look a little bit better to buy? I don't know. It just seems so out of character for this organization.
Thank you, Mark.
I would say zero connection to those two things. I don't see how one impacts the other. Because if anything, if there's a new ownership group coming in, they're probably going to hire their own people anyway. Right? If you're a new owner and you've got your way of doing things, you'd be much more likely to want your own new people in charge of baseball operations and manager. So changing it now wouldn't make it more attractive.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I know you guys covered this. I heard about what Mike Shannon said. What's the end of that story? Like, was it just, oh, gosh, I don't know where that came from.
And I mean, DeWitt just flat out said it's not happening. I mean, like, his word for word, he's like, yeah, that's not happening. We've not even discussed it. Now, the problem here is that it's an ownership group. It's not one person. Bill DeWitt Jr. does not own the entire team. They've got a bunch of people that are investors in this group. And who knows if somebody else was talking about selling their shares or maybe somebody else who's not as influential in that ownership group. Yeah. Heard a rumor and then spread the rumor. I mean, yeah. That's the thing. We just don't know, but it's probably something like that.
Mike, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So in the sense of Dave's words, I get it, but I don't get it. And what I mean by that is, you know, with like I was telling the guy before, with La Russa, you knew what his direction was. You knew what his plan was for the team going forward every year. You know, Herzog same way. And other managers, you can get that same feeling. But with Matheny, I kind of didn't have it, but I did. And then Schilt, I had no idea. Like, I don't know that he let fans know very well what his direction was for this team, if you understand my point there.
Yeah. One thing I would say compared to Matheny, Mike Schilt was much more open with divulging, like, you know, baseball thoughts, you know, like strategy and why we do this and why we do that. I doubt that would be a part of what we're talking about. But I mean, most people are very close to the vest when it comes to like what their plan is. You know, with La Russa, you know, I think the biggest difference that changes with a manager like that is that's a manager that's going to be a pain in the ass for the front office when he wants to be. Because he can be like, we need this player, you need to go get this player, and I'm going to bug you every day until we go get this player. And La Russa definitely did that for some players.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think the one that was probably the most obvious that comes to mind is he pounded the table for a long time to get Matt Holliday. And it took a while, but eventually ended up happening. And again, that's part of the changing dynamic of how it's going to go. But I mean, I think Schilt, with his vision, was pretty consistent. They were always going to be a top defensive team. They were always going to be fundamentally sound. They were going to run the bases well. And, you know, that was kind of like their core under him.
Yeah.
And, you know, they usually pitched well, but that didn't happen this year.
I would think that it is the most likely scenario that this was a disagreement between Mozeliak and Schilt. Don't you? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I know that
Mr.
DeWitt obviously is a smart man.
He's
knows
involved
baseball,
in all of it, but yeah.
But it's Mo's team to
the president of baseball operations.
Yeah.
If it's baseball, the only person that he answers to is Mr. DeWitt.
So you know Mo way better than me. What are the chances that this really came as a shock to Schilt, as he said?
I believe that it was.
But wouldn't they have had to have multiple conversations before
they could,
fire
but it doesn't mean that it always seems like it gets to that level, right? I mean, again, I joked about this earlier, but I mean, I've had two times where I've not been kept around on the radio side and never had a conversation about it before that. Never had an inkling that it was coming other than seeing other people getting let go because, you know, they're cutting budget. But like that's, you know, I can see that as a possibility where Mo may have just been like, you know what? We're not bridging this gap. Time to move on.
Gotcha. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Kevin, want to stick around?
I have to go record something. I'll come back.
Okay, so we're going to continue to take phone calls. We are going to fake it because until Wheeler gets back,
yeah, that's
I'm
why we
answering
need
your phone calls. Please hurry. 314-436-7900. Toll free from anywhere, 800-925-1120. Scott and Mike, you are up next. Welcome back, guys. DGS 424. Kevin Wheeler will be back soon. He said he had to poop. Here he is. Good.
I didn't take very long, did it?
Well, you're a pro. We're talking about the obvious, Mike Schilt being fired as the Cardinals manager. And you're calling in 314-436-7900. Scott, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, Glover, I get it. I'm fairly agnostic on the whole situation, but Schilt seemed to have done a good job. And who's the guy with the bow tie? Mozeliak? When do the front office guys ever get fired for bad decisions?
What a good question.
No, they do. I mean, usually, but see that what will also give you some leeway is if you've put your team in contention for basically the last 15 years. You know, I mean, Mo's been in charge of baseball ops since 2007. So since 2007, you've got a World Series team. You've made the playoffs at least half those years, if not more. And the other thing is that, you know, he's implementing, you know, it's funny, we're talking about a manager implementing a front office plan, right? Well, Mo is doing what Bill DeWitt Jr. and the ownership group wants him to do. So they're consistently making money. They're consistently competitive at the top of the division and getting into the playoffs. And so long as those things don't change, that front office probably doesn't change. And that's the thing that goes into it, right? The team has made bad signings. We know it. I mean, we can talk about Brett Cecil. We can talk about, Andrew Miller, who's you know, probably paid a lot more than he should be given what we've seen in terms of production. The extension on Matt Carpenter was a bad deal for the team and really hurt them the last couple of years. So, yeah, those things have happened. But the bigger picture, when you're looking at it, how is Mo evaluated? Mo is evaluated by Bill DeWitt Jr., based on how the overall business is going from a financial standpoint, where you are in the standings and all that.
You know, I don't feel bad for the next manager because they're going to make a ton of money and they're going to be a major league manager.
Yep.
But I feel a little bit bad in that Schilt, to a lot of people, is going to be a victim. And if the next guy doesn't come in and kill it, there's going to be a lot of bitching.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be that either way, right? If Mike Schilt had just left on his own, there would be that anyway. The next guy has a pretty big challenge in that the only thing that's acceptable in Cardinal Nation right now is a playoff team, right? That's part of what did Matheny in is the further you went along, the less competitive they were. And eventually you get to 2018 where there's a change. And with Schilt, they were regularly competitive, but they had their issues. And look, I got as many complaints about Mike Schilt as I ever did about Mike Matheny or anybody else. I mean, it's normal. That's normal. I got them about Tony La Russa too. So in that regard, there were plenty of people that are fans that were like, they wanted a change. They want to do this. They want a new way of looking at it. They don't like they didn't like the happy talk at the end of losses or whatever. I mean, so I think the next manager's got challenges, but I mean, no different to me than anybody, like anybody else coming into what's a high pressure environment, man. I mean, you got to win here.
Say, I am not asking you to crap on the listeners, but I'm really curious about this. In your decades of experience doing this and talking to the public and talking to, you know, other sportscasters and stuff, how much of what we think is just dead wrong?
Most of it. I mean, and to be honest with you, a lot of what I end up thinking times is dead wrong. I mean, I find out a little bit later on after the fact, but what most people perceive from a distance, and just think about any other, you know, walk of life, like observing firefighters from like two blocks away. You're not really going to know exactly what they're doing. If you're like right outside the front door, which is kind of where I would be, you got a little bit better idea, but none of us are in there, right? But you're a little bit further removed from the process. So it's not anybody's fault. It's just the way it is. And, you know, too many people, I think the biggest thing that people get wrong is they think that one thing that really pisses them off is always the thing that causes whatever problem or change or whatever comes up.
So it obviously just happened a couple of hours ago, and we're spitballing and conspiracy theorying. How long, with Wheeler on it, Ackerman on it, Cusmano on it, Derek Gould on it, how long till we know?
I don't think it'd be long. We'll have a better idea. I mean, everybody's now reaching out to players, reaching out to agents, reaching out to, you know, I mean, like, and there will be some people that won't talk. There will be others that will. There will be people within the front office that have relationships with people. I would say in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a better idea specifically. But, I mean, the most rational possibilities are the ones we keep repeating. It's got to be something to do with the staff or something to do with roster management, because it really isn't about, like, the fundamentals of the game, because we see that they're pretty good at a lot of those things.
Thank you, Cap. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. So here's the plan. At 5 p.m., we have the Think Tank. We have Tim Fitch and Jack Kotar, and we're going to talk mostly local stuff since Jack is in the city and Tim is in the county. Right now, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. Mike and James, hold on. 314-436-7900. If you haven't heard, Mike Shildt was fired as the manager of the Cardinals today, and it's not your typical firing where everyone goes like, "Yeah, we saw that coming." When Wheeler is shocked and Ackerman shocked and Ben Boyd is shocked and Klabe said it's in his top five most shocking things in his sports career, that's a big deal. If you've been listening to the DGS for years, you know that Frank Cusumano is not just our former sports guy, but a big part of the show and a great friend, and we welcome him back. Frank, it is so kind of you to join us today, and it's great to talk to you.
Good to be with you, Dave. What a day. And to echo the thoughts of those other fine sportscasters you mentioned, I've been covering Cardinal baseball for 28 years. I can't remember a more shocking day. I mean, think about this. They just fired a former manager of the year who just guided the team through the longest win streak in team's history. I mean, if you think you're shocked, imagine Mike Shildt, Dave. He had an organizational meeting with John Mozeliak on Friday in St. Louis. We did an interview outside his house on Sunday, and he gushed about the future. And then over the phone, which I think was in poor taste, he's fired 6 or 7 days later. It's just stunning.
Frank, this is why I love you, that and you're Italian, but you just have an incisive way of cutting right to it. So let's spitball. What could it be, and what do you think it probably is?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. And look, when you hear the word philosophical, that means that only John Mozeliak and maybe Bill DeWitt know what the differences were. But I'll play dime store psychologist here and throw out a couple of theories. One philosophical difference could be with the hitting coach, Jeff Albert, who John Mozeliak is very happy with. In fact, he said today that he's coming back. In fact, he put him in charge of not just the Cardinals hitters, but the hitters in single A, double A, and triple A. And there was a time in the middle of the season where Mike Shildt kind of took over the offense and said, "We got to stop worrying about slugging and let's do more situational hitting." And oh, by the way, when he did that, that coincided with the Cardinals hitting a little bit better. Also, if I could play dime store psychologist again, Shildt is not a guy who blasts management, but he had little subtle things to say like, you know, this is who we got, this is who we have to play. Kind of little digs at the roster that John Mozeliak put together. Now, I would hate to think that those little digs got this fine manager fired, but I don't know what else it could be.
Frank, I don't know the batting coach. I don't even know about him. But and I know it's very, very important. Obviously, offense is half, third of the game. Could the differences be that stark where they couldn't just get in a room and find some sort of a compromise?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was a toxic relationship. I think there just could have been differences where, you know, the hitting coach wanted to see home runs and was content with strikeouts, where Mike Schilt said, look, we're striking out too much. Let's put the ball in play a little bit more. And that's what they did. In fact, let me just say this, Dave, is I did text with a Cardinal player today, and I asked him about that point blank. Could that have been the reason? And the Cardinal player responded this. I wouldn't say you're exactly right about that, but you're not exactly wrong either. So there's something there with Schilt and the hitting coach.
Boy, I hope this hitting coach gets it right. that's a really weird reason to me to make that change.
Frank,
and I'll say this too, is that Mike Schilt has really got to play this smart. And I think he will, because he's not a guy that says nasty things about anybody anyway. But if he wants to manage again, he's probably going to have to be very political in this firing and take it well and then move on, because there's going to be openings. And let me tell you something. There's nobody out there that's available that's got Mike Schilt's resume. Dave, let me just say this. Over the last 3 years, there's only two managers with a higher winning percentage in baseball than Mike Schilt. One of those guys is Aaron Boone of the Yankees. The other is Dave Roberts of the Dodgers. And they manage teams with $200 million payrolls. So Mike Schilt has done good work, and I wish him well.
Frank, it's so good to talk to you. We really miss you. I wanted to ask you, Mosaic says that they have quality internal candidates they're looking at. Do you have any idea who that could be?
Well, there's two guys out there. One of them is his bench coach, Ali Marmol, who's regarded as a real solid baseball guy. And the other one is Stubby Clapp, the first base coach, who's been rumored for quite a few jobs. So if they stay in-house, I would think one of those two guys gets the job. But this is a very appealing job, and there's going to be some interesting names who will apply for the job, too.
So, Frank, we were talking to Wheeler and Claiborne about an hour ago, and they brought up something I thought was really interesting, that the era of the super coach, Whitey, Dusty Baker, La Russa, is over. It's not that those guys couldn't coach now, but it's not their team. It's the front office's team. Make no doubt about it. In fact, one of the guys that was in the discussion, not Wheeler or Claiborne, but one of the guys in the know here said they want a puppet coach.
Well, that is a popular theory, and I'm not saying that's exactly the situation with the Cardinals. But Dave, when you hire these metric guys, these analytic guys who have their Ivy League degrees, they want to put together the lineup. They want to, you know, basically run the show. Now, I don't think John Mozeliak is one of those guys, because I don't think he's tinkered with the lineup. He's let Mike Schilt, you know, run the show. But it's interesting that, you know, when Mike Matheny started to have some success and maybe pushed back a little, when Mike Schilt had some success and pushed back a little, you know, maybe it didn't work out. So, but I think the premise of the comment of these big ego, big personality managers, that is kind of a fading breed here.
So, Frank, how long until we know what the reason was, if ever?
I don't think we're going to get it out of John Mozeliak or Bill DeWitt, and it'll be interesting to see how far Mike Schilt goes. So I don't know. It may be just the speculation and the dime store psychology we're trying to play. I don't think we're going to ever get it from the Cardinals.
So we'll have a better idea 6 months from now, but is your gut that this is a good day for the Cardinals or a bad day for the Cardinals?
I don't think it's a good day for the Cardinals. This guy bled Cardinal red. He's been in the organization since 2003. He took, you know, bullets for his players. I think in general, his players liked him. I mean, when you're a grown man and you're around another grown man for 200 days a year, there, you know, there could be some issues. But in general, this was a really solid baseball guy who won a whole lot of games for the Cardinals. And I'm telling you, I covered La Russa and I covered Matheny and known Whitey. Look, you look at this roster they had. I don't think any of those managers in their prime would have won more than 90 games than what Mike Schilt did this season.
Frank, would you mind taking a couple phone calls from listeners?
Sure.
James, you're on with Frank Cusimano. Go ahead.
Yes, I should have written some of these things down. I think Schilt should have been gone a long time ago. One of the basic things that I think he did wrong was He used Matt Carpenter too much, who was washed up a long time ago, and he kept using him. But the
that's a great thought, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let me just say this is Mike Schilt probably didn't determine that Matt Carpenter was going to be on this roster the entire season. Mike Schilt was not the guy who gave Matt Carpenter a $38 million contract extension. So I'm not sure if Mike Schilt deserves the blame. I mean, there was a time where they had to play Carpenter, but I agree, Matt Carpenter got too many at-bats this season.
So, Frank, Moe's made his decision, and he's got, you know, big balls and a big brain, but how much trouble is he in if this doesn't work out next year?
I don't think he's in much trouble. I mean, I think, you know, for him to be able to go to Bill DeWitt and say, hey, let's fire the former manager of the year, and for DeWitt to say yes, it gives you an idea of how much power John Mozeliak yields. And let me say this. I don't want to trash John Mozeliak because if you look at his resume, that's a lot of times in the postseason, and he was an assistant GM for one world championship, a GM for another world championship. His body of work is outstanding, too. I just don't agree with this move today.
Yeah. Frank, how you doing? How's the family? How are all the kids?
We're doing great. I've recovered from you guys firing me. I hope I can, you know, that Mike Schilt can make a recovery like I have and moved on to another radio station. But I'm doing okay. But thank you for asking.
And you know, we fired you for the same reason, philosophical differences. Thank you, buddy. Great to talk to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Good to hear both of your voices. Thanks so much.
All right.
You know what I find interesting about this whole conversation all day is all of the experts, you know, Mike Claiborne, Kevin Wheeler, Frank, they're all shocked and talk about Mike Schilt in such glowing terms.
Yeah.
And the fans are all not shocked. I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying? It's very interesting. And I've never heard the experts stick up for a coach like this, which is cool and says a lot about Mike Schilt.
It kind of just feels like some etiquette was breached is what I'm getting from all the experts of like, yeah, okay, I guess they could see the point that the fans are making or that the Cardinals are making, but it's shocking that it went down in this way. Frank's the only person I've heard bring up the phone call. And yeah, if I worked somewhere for 18 years and I just got a call, that would be incredibly hurtful.
Yes. I didn't even catch that, but you're right. That you're both right. That the experts are saying he's such a great coach, he's such a great guy, but something caused the Cardinals to fire him over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It seems kind of crappy. Another thing, too, and I'm not just kissing the audience's butt, but to be a sports guy in St. Louis, which I'm not, you have to really be on top of your game because these people know what the hell they're talking about.
100%. This is the home of the Cardinals. They know what they're talking about.
Intimidating. Welcome back, guys. DGS at the top of the hour. We have a think tank with a couple of big hitters locally. And then at 5:30, I'm leaving because I'm tired. No, I'm not. I got to stay till 6. Trish.
Yes.
Do not put Trish Gazelle on hold.
You guys, this is horrible. Remember my whole healthcare thing from a couple weeks ago and I was complaining then?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still having the same issue.
You had all the boogers?
Yeah. I called the hot booger
Please
hotline.
Help me. It's taking over my life.
God. Anyway, so I called today and they said your hold time is 50 minutes. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I hung up and I thought, well, I'll call back in like 10 minutes. Maybe a lot of people dropped off or they solved a lot of problems. I called back and they didn't even give me an option to wait this time. It said the call time is so long that just hang up and I'm serious. And they said because of COVID and labor shortage, I don't know if that's true or if they're using that as an excuse. Who could wait for 50 minutes? And the second time I didn't even get an option. So my problem's not solved. But I think we're going to run into that with everything. And we just need to accept that this is how it is now.
And it's unacceptable.
It really is.
It look, just the fact that I'm calling you should be no different than if I walk up to your desk. Can you imagine walking up to like a desk at a doctor's office and they're like, we'll get with you in 15 minutes.
And mine's more, and this is like, I'm really mad about this too. Mine's like my health insurance isn't covering this one thing, but I know that it should. So I'm stuck in between calling the place that it should cover and my healthcare.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you guys call each other?
Why don't you talk to each other?
And work it out. Why am I the middleman?
Here's the closest I come to, like, blowing up a building is I've done this, and I've held for 50 minutes. And then either the person goes, oh, you need to talk to so-and-so. Here's the worst one. I did one just last week, and I held on. And the person was very nice. And she goes, oh, you need this person. Brief hold, and I'm going to hook you up with them. And they went back to the exact same phone tree.
That's wrong.
Not good.
Have you ever been hung up on?
All the time.
That should be illegal to let someone hold on for all that time, and then you get to the problem and they don't feel like dealing with you, so they hang up.
Yes. And there's, if I were a phone person like that, I would hang up all the time.
There are a couple of companies who say, can I have a callback number in case we get disconnected? And hallelujah for them. I don't know who they are, but it's happened to me in the past.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, they do. They say that.
I've also fallen for this. If you leave your number, we'll call you back. Mm-hmm. And they never have. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.